This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, it's Race Again. This is Frida Liu. Our gut tells us a lot of things, but how often do we take the time to listen? Experiencing stress has become a common feeling at the workplace, and it's usually due to a plethora of various reasons. The effects on our mental health are obvious, as stress can strongly affect our mood and emotions, but often we neglect the effects that stress has on our physical health, which if left untreated can exacerbate stress and cause further harm. I'm here with Dr. Priya Mohakonda from Sunway University. She's going to shed some light to this and look how we can learn to manage and cope with the mental and physical manifestations of stress. And I know we're going to talk on gut specifically, which is something I personally experience right now. So, you know, stress is inevitable. You can't run away from it, right? It affects us whether at work or in our, you know, personally at home. So when you talk about stress, what exactly in stress is stress and how does it exist?
Good morning, Frida. Stress, okay, that's a very common term, I think, so nowadays everybody, even the kids say stress. everybody says, even a three-year-old going to school says, I'm stressed out, ma. Okay, but I think I like to say one thing here is stress is of two types. Mm-hmm. Generally, we have eustress and the distress.
Okay.
And when we say eustress is something very positive.
Right.
It makes us to keep going on. Okay. There is like something, so it's a driving force.
Okay. So adrenaline.
It's an adrenaline. It's just a driving force that we look for challenges. We don't, even we complain like there's no holidays. Just imagine if we are going to sit at home for more than a week or 10 days doing nothing. That's a very bigger distress for us. Okay. The eustress is the needed one. Okay.
Right.
But the problem here is when it goes beyond the court, we are not able to manage ourselves, then it becomes a distress.
Right.
So every day morning getting up is a stress. Mm. Deciding what clothes to wear today is a stress. Even for some people, taking bath is a stress. You have to tell them, please go take bath.
Sounds like my son.
It's a stress. Yeah, it's a stress, but it's still okay. But the distress is something is more worrying, mm-hmm. which causes people not to function effectively.
Right.
When eustress makes you to function effectively, distress which blocks you from functioning effectively.
Right.
So this distress is the thing which people are worried about. Mm-hmm. And one happy news about it is it can be manageable.
Okay.
Sure, I cannot say you can be away from stress, you can control your stress. There's nothing you can control your stress, but you can manage your stress.
Right.
So managing stress is the key thing now we need to know.
Mm. And I guess when you talk about stress, sometimes it leads to job burnout.
Yes.
As people say, I'm burnt out and all that. So what is the definition of job burnout? And is that a spin-off from stress?
Yeah. See, there's a common complaint when we go and talk with people who are in the profession, any profession for that matter, they keep kind of a complaint by saying, I'm burned out, I'm stressed out, I'm not, they might kind of not be so efficient as they were, okay? Mm. They can blame it's because of my age or something, but actual reasons could be like, you know, there might be too much of workload, or there is no work at all sometimes,
right. Yeah.
Underutilized,
yeah.
Okay? Or they might be having certain personalities, we can say, like, you know, we have this in psychology, we call type A personality and type B personality. Mm. So this type A personalities who go on work with deadlines and time urgency and so much of hostility that they don't want to share their job or decentralize.
Right.
So they take in too many things, don't know how to manage.
Mm-hmm.
So that can lead to a lot of burnouts.
Mm.
Okay. And there is, if they say, some monotonous in the job, there's nothing new, challenging.
Right.
It's like every day the same thing. Then that also can lead to burnout. Imagine for 10 years, even for the teachers,
right.
They're going to teach the same science subject, okay? Same textbook.
Yeah. The formula isn't going to change.
Nothing is going to change unless you bring in some new teaching techniques and methodologies and make the class happy.
Right.
Students are going to be changing. You have how best you use that. If you don't use that, then you complain of being stressed and burnout.
Okay, so even monotony can be a burnout as well.
Sure. Yes.
Wow. So, okay. Now, we will obviously know it when we're stressed out, but what's some inward and outward manifestations when we are under a lot of stress due to work?
See, when you're with the inward, going first to the inward, your question, okay? So most of them might forget things.
Okay.
There'll be memory loss. Mm-hmm. And they are going to be anxious, depressed, anger prone, irritated, frustrated.
Mm.
They're not so good at organizing things. So inwardly, the messages, how you're going to keep yourself, everything, okay? Not much. You cannot see them smile also.
Yeah.
That affects, that means they are like, you know, too much of worried. A lot of worries in the mind always.
You see the furrows on my brows.
No, you look great. These are some of the inward kind of manifestations, mm-hmm. and also in the outward, I mean the physical, you say all this, mm-hmm. there you look aged, yeah. and you're more than your age actually, I should say, and it affects your physique basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you say internally again, it affects the organs a lot.
Okay.
We don't know. We're just not seeing unless there is some block goes and block your heart arteries. Right. Then you say, oh, I'm having cardiac arrest.
And you hear these stories, right, of young people suddenly just dropping dead and all that. And
yes, yes.
It's the result of all the stress that has happened.
Yeah, because you see, nowadays we are having schools, we are teaching in schools how to study physics, chemistry, biology, maths, and how to gain marks, full marks and all.
Yeah.
But there is no school. I don't know if it is there, then it's good. I know only few schools there like that doing it. How to manage stress, how you manage your time effectively.
Right.
We don't teach the child.
Yeah.
And same goes with the college or university. Mm. When they come, they know to do the academic studies. But how do they manage the emotionality is not taught to them.
Okay.
And there is not much of stress.
And sometimes the whole thing about stress is glamorized. It's like it's almost like, oh, I'm stressed and I'm burnt out. It's almost glamorous to say this.
You can
I'm
see
busy.
All. Yeah, you know, like even if you see the students, like say, when there's an assignment, it's, oh, we are stressed.
Right.
If there's no assignment, you're not going to do study there.
Right.
But the thing I'm trying to say here is, you work, like, you know, your body there inside in you, okay? Every time your stress is going to get affected.
Mm.
Your blood is getting thickened every time. And that means the heart requires more pressure to pump your thickened blood. And your hormones are getting imbalanced. And now the onset of cardiac arrest is at the age of 18 for boys.
Wow.
And for girls, it's at 21.
Right.
Which is very, 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 very young.
Yeah.
And it is not so healthy.
You know, even sometimes saying things like, I'm stressed, I try not to say those words.
Yeah, it's actually not to say that. Why? It's become a fashionable word, as you said.
As in, okay, I know there's something's happening, and I know I am stressed, but I will not verbalize it, but I'll say, okay, some things need to change, right? And you recognize these things, and some things need to change, and so I manage it so that I never have to say I'm stressed and let that be. I don't want it to be my mantra.
True, Frida. Frida.
Yeah.
See, what we say or what we are thinking, mind is following that exactly.
Mm.
Most of us don't really realize that our mind is actually listening to us.
Mm.
The more you're going to say I'm stressed.
Yeah.
Even if you want to become happy, it's not going to happen. Because your mind is tuned to say, like, you're stressed, okay?
Yeah.
Most of the relaxation techniques, or for the matter, yoga or Jacobson's deep muscle relaxation, whatever we give to people, all the programs are ingrained in it itself to make the mind to listen to you, okay? Positive things. When you're saying listening to you is a positive thing. So when you get up in the morning, just look into the mirror, see, admire yourself. I don't think so people are really taking time to admire themselves. They only admire others.
Right.
First admire yourself, okay, what's so nice or good looking in you, and keep more attention to that.
Right.
Okay.
And which is something you want to talk about in just a moment. I know you were saying how EQ, having higher EQ actually helps you manage stress. And we'll discuss that in just a moment here with Dr. Priya Moharkonda from Sunway University. This is Raise a Game, BFM 89.9.
Bigotry Free Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
is Raise Your Game. Good morning. This is Frida Liu, Dr. Priya Mohakonda from Sunway University here. We're talking about that wonderful topic called stress and burnout and, you know, what we can do to manage it. And, you know, one of the things that actually leads to how it affects us as well. You know, and you recently were at a workshop talking about gut feelings and work stress. And you mentioned that research has shown that people with higher EQ actually manage work stress better. So how does that relate to stress? How does EQ relate to stress management?
Yeah. EQ is generally what we call as emotional quotient. Mm. Okay, say IQ, many of them know the term, very commonly used intelligence quotient. Now, EQ is now seen to be more a success mantra, I should say, which is emotional maturity. Mm-hmm. Okay, a person with an EQ, high on EQ, seems to be high on self-awareness, empathy, social skills, and self-management.
Okay.
So, though you're a smart person,
you
might be very intelligent, but if you don't have a social skill, you don't know how to manage yourself in public or even in your private life, if you're not aware of your own self, what kind of things can kindle you feelings, or what can make you peaceful, how you work about, if there's no self-awareness, or if you cannot understand how others are feeling through, going through things, then it cannot, your intelligence is not going to help you in the long run.
Right.
So emotional quotient is seen to be 80% requirement for any successful person, where IQ is only 20%. That's what the research shows.
Right. And I guess when you say that EQ has a a part to play, it's like, you know, some people who have emotional outbursts at the office, and it affects people around you.
True. And even your own thing later on, how you're going to manage things, if I have to say, like, you know, there's a small short story how we say for the EQ. Say there's the office, your boss scolded you maybe, you scolded you very badly for something which you have not done, so this person carries that in the mind, and then goes to home, there the wife, not knowing what has happened and all those things, just try to make a normal conversation. She tries to bring a coffee and he's still carrying that frustration from the office. Instead of relating to her in an empathetic or social skill manner, he kind of shouts at her and says, complains, what this coffee? And again, if she is still not, again, good at her EQ, she might shout back. And then not just that, she might go to the kitchen or do something else. If they have a kid running around, the kid might get scolding again for doing nothing. He doesn't know what has happened.
What's happening?
The mother, like, all because of you. And she might transfer it to him.
Right.
And child doesn't know what is happening, why mama is scolding me for anything. I've been always running around.
Yeah.
And this child, now he is like, you know, carrying that frustration. He might go and kick his pet dog or something. And somebody comes to the home that time, the dog might go and bite him.
So you see how the
chain reaction. If you cannot manage your stress, you cannot balance your work life. You bring your work stress to the home, or take the stress from home to the work. Both the ways you're not balancing well, then it's going to affect. So for work-life balance also, we stress that the person should be emotionally mature enough.
Okay. What are some tools that can help us then to manage this stress or reduce stress and negative emotions?
Okay. We reduce distress can.
Right.
The simple thing we can do every day is just smile.
Okay.
At anybody whom you see or something like that. That's the easiest thing we can do. Mm. Other than that, you can see that stress basically affects your system.
Yeah.
So definitely there are a lot of stress management programs available, because it's not available in schools or anything like that. You can just go and enroll yourself. It's more about relaxation techniques and how you relax your mind, body, and some physical exercises. Every day walking and admiring the things around you, admiring the beauty there, even a small flower or something like that, can be done. Still cannot do. We think have techniques like sensory imaging and all those things can help you. Apart from that, as you say, gut and heart.
Okay.
It is
These are
highlighted.
the two things
which directly links.
Okay.
And when your gut gets affected, it can also lead to a lot of ulcers and even at the one stage cancer.
Right.
Yeah. And we see now more cases are being reported on cancers. So better is that you eat properly.
Okay.
At proper time. And what suits your body, you should again be aware of what you like. It's like sometimes I'm also a yoga practitioner.
Right. Okay.
So if somebody comes to me for yoga, and say, I want to lose weight, my first thing is, I say, eat.
Okay.
Okay. Because there's a kind of a thing like people stress themselves, like say, oh, I should not eat this. I should not eat that. I have to maintain this. And that cannot be a long run. It's a stress for you.
Right.
After then, you might start doing a lot of binge eating, things like that.
Okay.
So you need to eat, but what you eat might differ.
Okay.
More healthy, more
no
veggie.
Ice creams, no brownies.
I say still okay, but not
every time.
Don't stress yourself. Okay. Be comfortable with whatever suits you.
Yeah.
Okay. So eat. Let's say people like, you know, morning they get up and they don't manage the time well, so get up late, they do running around, pushing around each other.
They don't have breakfast.
They don't have the breakfast, which is a very, very wrong thing. Breakfast, I'm not asking you to have a full plate of something. Just a drink, or two biscuits or a boiled egg, something like that still is okay.
Yeah.
You have a breakfast and a proper meal, lunch. And night, you have an early dinner. In between, go for a walk. And every 2 hours or something, you have something, just push some nuts.
Yep.
Something like that, light food into your mouth. And it can, what it does is, it reduces the acidity.
Okay.
As I said, you cannot be out of stress.
Right.
Yeah. At least you can protect ourselves from these kind of negative reactions. So acidity is getting formed out there. So all you can do is to put something to remove the acidity.
Okay. I was just saying that I think twice in my life I've had that experience. And I know it was due to, you know, work situation that caused that kind of, you know, that feeling. But and just eating. And you know people as well who like skip breakfast and have a late lunch. And then when they have their lunch, it's something very unhealthy because they're just hungry. And this affects your mood swing and your productivity as well.
True. I just want to add something, Frida. So the naturally, we are made to love our own self. We are very natural. For example, if you are walking with your closest friend, and if you are some mirror or some window crosses on your path, you see your image, immediately what we do when we see. Right. We don't see our friend's face there. However,
we
best
look at ourselves.
Friend, we look at ourselves, we adjust our hair and all do these things. Basically, why? It's a natural reaction, response. Right. We love to take care of ourselves. That should be there in everything we do. Whatever we do, it should be in love with us. And you should be in love with it. Then you don't need to be so much worried about the stress.
Right.
So you need to take care of yourself. That means you need to eat.
Yeah.
So there's nobody needs to come and keep on telling you, take your breakfast, eat your thing, drink this on time. You need to take care. That means you need to eat these things. Yeah. That's basic. That's what we are there for.
You see, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't do many things.
And one after you get your heart stroke or cancer, then you wake up, that's a too late call that for you.
Even sleep, right?
Sleep, true, yeah. That's these are the natural things, right from the animal kingdom. We are part of animal kingdom. Only things are, we are social animals. We have been tuned to kind of, you know, eat, sleep and find food for those things.
Yeah.
We have been right from that time doing these things. We can think. We are more creative. That's why we have developed so much. You cannot say, oh, now I need to relax, sit quiet, do nothing. That is not the right way.
Right.
We need to think, be creative, but emotionally be mature. Be aware of yourself.
Right. Okay. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Dr. Priya Mohakonda from Sunway University, talking about how we can manage stress a little better before it has its physical effects on us. Thanks for being with us. You've been listening to Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.